There's this quiet, hopeful shift happening. Not some grand revolution, but a series of small human efforts that feel like the start of something real. Heirs to Protect 2 captures that. It's about people, students, teachers, artists, business founders, all trying to figure out what sustainability actually means in day-to-day life. The biggest challenge seems to be connection. How do you get people to care about the environment in a way that sticks? Not out of guilt or fear, but because it genuinely makes sense. The series moves from university festivals to classrooms, from rivers to communities, and everywhere it goes, you see the same question pop up. How do we live, learn, and create without wrecking the place we live in? What really stands out is how personal it all feels. There's a teacher in Tremor who turned a bit of schoolyard into a forest classroom, a real one, with trees and birds and muddy boots, because he knew his students would understand nature better by being in it. There are students at SETU thinking about green business ideas not as side projects, but as the future of how we work. And there's this floating barge in Waterford, part art studio, part science lab, where people come together to talk about climate change in a way that's actually human. We also learned that sustainability isn't just about the environment. It's about mindset. It's about asking, why do we buy so much stuff, or where does it all end up? That moment when you follow a pair of old jeans halfway around the world? Yeah. It hits different when you realise your closet has a carbon footprint. What ties all these stories together is this sense that change doesn't happen through perfection. It happens through curiosity, creativity, and a bit of courage. None of these people have all the answers, but they're doing something. They're experimenting. They're making mistakes and learning from them. And that's what gives us hope. Because for all the climate headlines and anxiety out there, there are also classrooms, barges, and local projects proving that we're capable of better. The future isn't some distant thing that someone else will fix. It's something we're shaping now, piece by piece. Protecting the planet isn't a job for experts. It's a job for all of us. Messy, imperfect, and honestly, kind of exciting. To listen back to the Heirs to Protect series, check out our climate and sustainability page. Heirs to Protect is funded by Cumasún na mBan with the television licence fee and is a partnership between WLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland.